This material, entitled Personal Preparedness for People with Disabilities is Important, Get Ready Now, is published by PA Ready, which is part of the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency, and is being presented and read by members of the PA Volunteers Incorporated, in cooperation with the Blind Association of Butler and Armstrong County. The likelihood you and your family will recover from an emergency tomorrow depends on the planning and preparation you do today. While everyone's abilities and needs are unique, you can take steps to prepare for any emergency, from fires and floods to potential terrorist attacks. This guide outlines easy steps individuals with disabilities or special needs and their caregivers can take to start preparing for emergencies before they happen. Get ready now. 1. Be informed. Pennsylvania can be hit by a wide variety of disasters and emergencies, including floods, fires, winter storms, hazardous material incidents like chemical spills, tornadoes, and windstorms. You can learn about these threats and how people with disabilities can prepare for them by visiting www.readypa.org and downloading a copy of the Pennsylvania Emergency Preparedness Guide and brochure. 2. Be prepared. Once you are aware of these different disasters and emergencies and how they can affect you, the next step is to make a plan and prepare a kit with emergency supplies so that you and your family are ready. Make a plan. If you will need assistance during a disaster, make a list of family and friends and others who will be part of your plan. Talk to these people now before the disaster strikes. Ask them to be part of your support network. Plan how you will contact one another and what you will do in a different situation. Practice your plan with them. Make sure that someone on your list has an extra key to your home and knows where you keep your emergency supplies. Teach them how to use life-saving equipment and give you specific medicine in case of an emergency. If you use a wheelchair, oxygen, or other medical equipment, show your friends how to use them so they can move you if necessary or help you evacuate. If you undergo routine treatment at a clinic or hospital, or if you receive regular services such as home health care, treatment, or transportation, talk to them about your emergency plan. Work with them to identify backup service providers within your current area, as well as the areas you might evacuate to. If you use medical equipment in your home that requires electricity to operate, talk to someone who provides health care, like your doctor, about what you can do to prepare for its use during a power outage. ReadyPA has created an emergency plan template that you can download at www.readypa.org or request a copy by calling 1-888-9-READY-PA. Get a kit. During an emergency, you should be prepared to make it on your own for at least 3 days. Think about the basics first, like enough food and water to last for 3 days. Each person in your family will need at least 1 gallon of water every day and food that won't spoil. If you take medicine or use a medical treatment every day, be sure you have enough on hand to last for at least 1 week if possible. You should also keep a list of your prescriptions, including the medicine name, how many times you take it per day, and any other directions. Also have copies of your medical insurance, Medicare, and Medicaid cards readily available. Be sure to include at least 3 days worth of food and bottled water for each of your service animals or pets, as well as their collar with ID tag, medical records, medications they take, and other emergency pet supplies. Remember to include information about any life-saving devices that you rely on in your emergency kit, and also make sure a trusted friend or family member has a copy of those documents. If you have a communication disability, make sure your emergency information list has the best way to communicate with you. In addition, wearing a medical alert tag or bracelet that identifies your disability can be crucial during an emergency situation. See the checklist in this brochure and visit www.readypa.org for the full list of recommended supplies and more easy tips on creating a kit. 3. Be involved. After preparing yourself and your family for possible disaster, take the next step and get involved in preparing your community. Learn more at www.readypa.org and www.serve.pa.gov. Make sure your family has a plan in case of an emergency. Keep a copy of this important contact information in your emergency supply kit or another safe place where you can easily access it during a disaster. Out-of-town contact information such as name, telephone number, and email. A safe neighborhood meeting place, including telephone number and evacuation location. Other important information such as doctor's name, telephone number, your pharmacy name and telephone number, your medication information, your medical insurance name, policy number, and telephone number, your homeowner, insurance, or rental information, policy number, telephone number, your veterinary's name and telephone number. Recommended important supplies to include in kit. Bottled water. Each person will need at least 1 gallon every day. Foods that won't spoil. At least 3 days worth. Cash. ATMs will not work without electricity. Extra medicine and dosage information. Medical equipment information. Extra hearing aid and batteries. Extra eyeglasses and contacts. Extra batteries for wheelchairs, oxygen, etc. Battery-powered radio and extra batteries. Flashlight and extra batteries. First aid kit. Manual, non-electric can opener for food. Garbage bags and plastic ties for personal cleanliness. Copies of important documentation. At least 3 days worth of pet food, bottled water, and supplies for your service animal or pet. For further information on this subject or related topics, please contact the Pennsylvania Volunteers at www.pavolunteers.org.